Today in Honolulu, advocates gathered to talk about domestic violence and standing together as part of the social media campaign, #AfterMeToo. Leslie Morgensteiner was the keynote speaker at this morning's breakfast summit organized by the Domestic Violence Action Summit. Welcome.
A pleasure to be here.
Now, the Me Too campaign was really front and center at last night's Golden Globe Awards, so the timing of this is very interesting for you, I'm sure.
Well, it was amazing to hear Oprah Winfrey and so many other prominent women in the film industry and the TV industry stand together and talk about the fact that things have really changed and that the time's up and everybody is really speaking out. And the most powerful thing you can do to end violence against women, whether it's sexual assault, harassment, or domestic violence, is to break the silence about your own experience and what you see going on. So it was very gratifying, and the timing was good for the Domestic Violence Action Center's media summit this morning.
And so what was interesting to me, the takeaway, the one line that was very powerful was the shift of the power structure. And folks say it's no different for domestic violence or sexual harassment. It's all about power.
Well, it's really true. And for so long, victims of sexual assault, harassment, and domestic violence, we've really struggled to have our voices heard. Women have tried, victims have tried very hard to get our stories out there and to get the media and the criminal justice system to listen. But in large part because of social media and because mainstream media, like public radio, like the New York Times, like the Washington Post, everybody is really starting to cover these women's stories in credible new ways. And I think that it's a lot because women are standing together, but also because we have so many female reporters and women in the media and television and journalism, that this story is getting covered in a way that is not just good for victims, but it's really good for our entire society.
And what can you share with us about your personal experience?
I was a domestic violence victim in my early 20s, my first marriage. I had just graduated from Harvard, and I married a Wall Street investment banker who had also graduated from an Ivy League school, and he had been abused as a child, and he beat me horribly for years of our marriage, held guns to my head. It was a horrific situation that I was, like so many victims, completely unprepared for. And I wrote a book called Crazy Love about it, and then I did a TED Talk to try to explain to people why victims stay. And I didn't, as a child growing up, I didn't expect that I would be a domestic violence victim or a domestic violence advocate, but that's what I have become, and I'm very grateful to be one and to be able to speak out and to join, to be in such wonderful company with other women who are speaking out.
And this summit this morning was not the first time you've come to Hawaii. You have also come to talk to the military here.
Right. I do a lot of military training in Hawaii and other places. The military, fortunately, has a two-hour annual a training requirement to prevent domestic violence and child abuse. And so I speak quite often to large groups of mostly men and some women to break the silence and to get them to be more aware of the ways that they might be vulnerable, either as potential victims or abusers. And it's very powerful and good work. And it's ironic that it takes place in such a beautiful, you know, place that everybody considers to be paradise. But domestic violence happens everywhere. And so it's an important reminder to all of us.
Right. Whether you're in the military, whether you're in the entertainment business or in the visitor industry.
Right. Well, one of the prerequisites for any kind of abuse is isolation. Perpetrators always have to isolate their victim, whether it's a cleaner in a hotel who's isolated in a hotel room, or a young wife on a military base, or somebody like myself who was apparently free on the outside, but my first husband very carefully, physically, financially, and psychologically isolated me from all of my friends and coworkers and relatives. And isolation is a key part of any sort of abuse. And it's another reason why I always encourage people to speak out, because that's the best way that you can break the isolation that you're in.
Now, almost a year ago, we saw the Women's March.
Yes. And I live in Washington, D.C., and so I was part of the Washington, D.C. march, and it was one of the most empowering days of my life. And I think the Me Too movement and the After Me Too movement is all directly related to the Women's March, to the fact that so many women around the world came together and said, no, we are united in this. And there's obviously great strength in numbers. It's actually, strangely, a wonderful time to be a domestic violence advocate, because there's so much good work going on and so many people are bravely coming forward and telling their stories.
And you talked about the power of the media and social media in particular. We should mention that the Women's March was an idea from a woman on Maui.
Well, it's such a wonderful example of how one woman's voice really can change everything. And it's because social media is such a huge amplifier of that. And it's just something to really consider. We're not, you know, there's a lot of debate within the community about whether you call yourself a victim or a survivor. And victims are very powerful because now we can speak out, and we have social media, and we also have mainstream media that's really paying attention. And it's a wonderful thing. And I believe I have two daughters. I have a son, too. And I think that the world is going to be different for them in ways that are very inspirational because so many people have spoken out, because we have these tools to speak out.
And you had mentioned this morning that the focus was media and victims. What can you share about what we're hearing and how maybe parts of the story either get told or don't get told when it comes to the media?
Well, the media has a powerful role to play in educating the public and helping communities to stay safe, even when the biggest threat is inside our own homes. And when people in the media understand how complicated domestic violence and sexual assault and sexual harassment are, they can cover it in a much more nuanced way. Some of the examples are, you know, one of the things that happens a lot is that perpetrators become invisible, and the focus is only on the victim. You have to shine a spotlight on who committed these crimes too, in order for the public to know the history of the abuser themselves. And there other more subtle things are, quite often the media and just, you know, in our public discourse, we will say things like, she was abused or she was murdered, instead of saying, he abused her, this person murdered his wife and child. And subtle things like that actually serve to blame victims instead of holding abusers accountable. And quite often abusers were victims themselves as children. So there's some sympathy to be had for them too. And it doesn't help to demonize abusers, but we have to hold them responsible. And I think that the media plays a very powerful role in reporting the facts, but also reporting the facts in such a way so that we as a society can better understand this problem and solve it.
So what's your projection going forward? You said it's an exciting time to be an advocate.
It is. So many people are speaking out, so that's very empowering to just know that you're not alone and that there's so much strength in numbers. There's a lot that needs to happen, though. And I think that locally the resources of the Domestic Violence Action Center, Parents and Children Together, so many wonderful, great resources. And when we get the word out about the fact that these resources are there for victims, for their families, but also for the media to turn to in times like this when things are happening very quickly and you need somebody to interpret what is a very confusing situation, I think that is very inspirational. I also think that the family court judges need to become much more knowledgeable about domestic violence and other forms of violence against women. There's a lot of – we've come a long way, but there's still a whole lot of work to be done.
All right. Thank you. Leslie Morgensteiner is the author of Crazy Love, a memoir about surviving domestic violence. She came to Hawaii as the guest speaker of the Domestic Violence Action Center's Media Summit on Domestic Violence. #AfterMeToo.